This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, the lawsuits are raining down. I can tell you right now, friends, as to why these governors are beginning to reel in. Outside of the fact that they've just stolen how much money from the American people, people aren't paying attention to that. You know what people are doing right now, friends? They're acting like there's some sort of relief going on because Mississippi and Texas and other states, North Dakota and other states, friends, are stepping up to the plate and saying, you know what, you don't have to wear masks anymore. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, you never lost the right. And the only reason that you think you lost the right is because you weren't willing to fight for the right, 1 Timothy 6:12. You never lost the right. I was talking to someone this morning when I went into town, friends, and I told them, you know what? I've never complied with this. It's completely unconstitutional. Why would I comply with something that's illegal? But how many people in this country today are saying, oh, finally, man, we're getting a little relief. Wait a second. The Hegelian dialectic comes into play. Two steps forward, one step back, right? You don't have to wear masks anymore. How much money have they stole from the American people? How much money has been stolen under the guise of this pandemic concerning coronavirus and then redistributed to foreign countries? How much money? See, people, you're not paying attention to the sleight of hand that's going on here, are you? Folks, we're going to get to this in just a couple of minutes, and I want to tell you why, again, going back to my original point, when you go and you look at the states that are beginning to reel back, I want to tell you why they're reeling back, because the people stood up in those particular states. People stood up in those particular states because, again, going back to the mass amount of people, the 88% that are going along with the fraudsters concerning this pandemic, that are pretending along with those that are acting out in a tyrannical manner, oppressing them unlawfully. Well, they believe that for some reason or another, now we can go ahead and do what we always did before. You can't make up stupidity, friends. You just can't make it up. But here we are. Here we are. Folks, freedom was given unto you to do what you ought to do, right? Not what you want to do. And there's a lot of people out there in this country that are not grateful. That's why they don't stand up and magnify the laws, friends, of the U.S. Constitution. That's why they let corrupt politicians do the things that they do at will. Because they're not grateful for the freedoms that have been given unto them. What they don't know, friends, is someone had to sacrifice themselves to give them the freedoms in the first place. And that's the part that they're not taking the time to understand. Well, I am. And that's exactly what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. By the way, if you want to jump over to Sons of Liberty Radio.com, please do. I'm actually showing you this on social media platforms right now. If not, that's okay. Those that are listening to us in 135 cities, I'm narrating for you. I'm giving it to you on live radio even now. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com shows you who we are, what it is that we've done. We have our social media platform over there. Gives you all the information as to understand who we are, what it is that we do, and what it is that we've been doing for the last 23 years in fighting the good fight of faith in this country. As well, friends, if you go to this page, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You can click on to Equipping the Saints. We just posted this. We posted for free part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 concerning the Equipping the Saints, Ephesians 4:11. It's called My War. This is what we've done in public schools all across the country in 365 different high schools in 25 different states. We've done this and not only just in high schools, but also in prisons, youth prisons, churches, tea parties, all over, friends. If the invitation's given, we're showing up, and this is the message that we've always given. The price paid for your freedoms. And concerning the church, Christ crucified, that is the pearl to the church, and we're bringing it to him in the natural. Remember, Jesus said, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit because they're spiritually discerned. You've got to give them understanding in the natural so they can understand the simplicity that's found when the Holy Ghost teaches a man. And keep in mind, the model of heaven is a child, friends. It is a child, just for the record. But there's a free outlet, by the way, the Equipping the Saints on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also keep in mind, friends, that was aired for 42 weeks across the United States of America, and we're very grateful for just that in so many different ways. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also book us if you'd like to. We're 3 months out. Next month, we're going to be in Michigan, Ohio, Tennessee, possibly Georgia. We'll see what happens, but we've got those three dates already solidified. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can find 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. Also wanted to show you on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. When you go over to the store, friends, just for the record, please do consider supporting this ministry to keep us out there, okay? Just for the record, we're here to show you the fruit in the basket. We're not talking about what we haven't done. We're showing you what we always have done. Please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to the store. Consider becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty. You can sign up for whatever you so choose. There are the different levels for you. You can also go over to the store. I want to let everybody know that we are not making the house of the Lord or the house of prayer a den of thieves. These products that are available are the things that we've done. We're giving you videos, documentaries, comic books. We're just outstanding, friends. We just did this with a guy named Danny Bulanati, a former DC comic and Marvel comic. He did my testimony. That's available. You can also go over. You can get a coffee cup, which says resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's water bottles. There's T-shirts that continuously, friends, strike up conversations. And that's the whole purpose of these T-shirts, friends. One particular T-shirt, we have the Sons of Liberty, and then we have 1 John 3:18 on it. We also have, what is the price paid for your freedom? Ask a veteran. If you go to the back side of the T-shirt, it's pretty cool because it says, what is the price of your redemption? Again, going to show you the natural to the spiritual, friends. Don't forget Calvary. That is the purpose that we are here, friends. Also, we have T-shirts that are available that necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. That is exactly where we're at today. We also have resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. There's different color variations. You can go ahead and check those out as well. I've never taken the time to do this, so I thought it would be a good idea to go ahead and do so. But just go ahead to the shop, and you can see that there's much available. If you'd like a free booklet, a short testimonial, take you about 20 minutes to read. It's called The School of Hard Knocks, pocket booklets. Go ahead and go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and go ahead and put in a request. We'll send you a free book. As well, friends, someone just asked us to make some dog tags. So there they are, and they are available even now. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the resource there, friends. As you go to the front page, you can see on the right side, there is the social media platform. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Join us on Top Chat or go to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Do the same thing there. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Okay, so welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, you can do that too. I didn't have enough breath or time to get to this, friends. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Check out, do your own due diligence, okay? Cross-check everything I'm telling you here. 1 Timothy 2:5. Okay, there's one mediator between man and God. What's his name? Jesus, right? John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father, what? But by me, right? Acts 4:12, what does it say? There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. What's his name, friends? Come on, you can say it. Jesus, right? 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he said, follow me as I follow Christ, right? And that's exactly what you're called to do, too. Follow Christ. We're not looking for followers here, friends. We're looking for the body of Christ to get out there and get busy doing what we're called and commanded to do. And if we're following the Christ, guess what? We're all doing it together, regardless if you're an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, a pastor, or an evangelist. Ephesians 4:11. It matters not. So let me get over to this because we're going to be leading up to this in just a couple. Oh, what is going on over here? Hey, Ray, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Brad. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay, but you sound like you're talking in a can.
Yeah, I'm in the tractor trailer right now, so I apologize.
Okay, well, we'll do our best.
Okay. I just want to let you know, I was up in Jersey a couple weeks ago, and I picked up a front load of 26 kids, and I happened to look at the bill of lading, and it was 183,000 wall-side COVID vaccine cards.
Okay.
So you know they're going to be pushing out this identity thing, and that's...
Yeah, and
I'm
notice...
I'm trying to tell as many people as I can.
Yeah, notice who they're going to, the younger generation. Remember, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the government in the next. If we don't get a hold of our young people today and train them up in the ways that they should go, this is exactly what's going to happen. I can't handle that noise is kicking back. Thank you for your call, Ray. I totally appreciate it. Good point. And again, friends, that's exactly why we did the high schools. That's exactly why we did the middle schools. That's exactly why we did the elementary schools, friends, across the country. Because they're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Is anybody paying attention to their kid? I mean, seriously, can we just ask the question, is anybody paying attention to their own kids? You know, I've said this probably two or three times, but I got to say it again. What kind of a parent would send their kids into a public school to be raised by their sworn enemies? Or at least so they say. What kind of a parent would send their kid into a public school to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government, who has absolutely zero business in the education business whatsoever? What kind of a fool? I want to tell you, 86% of those that send their kids into public schools are professed Christians, conservatives, and or patriots. In other words, a whole mess of hypocrites. Okay, they're pretenders. That's what hypocrites means. Go to Webster's 1828. This is why you're in trouble, because you're giving your kids over to your enemies to raise them up. That's what's going on, okay? Great points. I appreciate that, Ray. Again, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. What I want to do is I want to get over to this point and start knocking this down so we can get to our main topic here. We all know that the genuineness the genuineness of this pandemic and this virus have been so smooth going for the tyrant wannabe dictators through totalitarian government. We know it's been just smooth sailing for them every step of the way. This is why they've continuously had to manipulate every step of the way. They've had to lie. They've had to change their statistics up. Continuously, they've had to have their little minions, such as governors and mayors, act outside of their scope of authority, overreaching and creating executive orders that counter and act against, out in stark contrast, the U.S. Constitution. See, this is how genuine this virus has been, friends. And what I want you to hear and what I want you to see is Ben Swan came up some time ago, friends. This is back in August of 2020, about what? August, we're going on about 9 months, I'm guessing, okay? But about 9 months ago, Ben Swan came out and said, Yale University study, they're attempting to manipulate people into taking the vaccinations, okay? Manipulating people into taking their vaccinations. Oh, can I make one point really quick, just so you again can understand why the Lord tells us to go back to the old past in Jeremiah 6:16? Did you know that Yale University was started by Congregationalists for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not a bunch of little minions of hell that lie, steal, and kill for their father, the devil, John 8:44, John 10:10. Okay? Did you also know that declaration signers from Yale were Lyman Livingston and Lewis Morris and Oliver Walcott, and signers of the Constitution from Yale were Abraham Baldwin, Jared Ingersoll, William Livingston? Oh, let me not forget, friends, other prominent leaders from Yale, Noah Webster, the famous educator, author of the Webster's Dictionary, also a Bible, by the way. You have Zephaniah Swift, author of the first American law book. Then we have James Kent, leading judge, father of American jurisprudence. They all came out of Yale University. Do you see what happens when we wickedly depart from our God, friends, what we raise up? Now we have a bunch of young people that are in Yale creating studies to manipulate Americans into taking the COVID vaccine, right? This, again, friends, this is criminal. just for the record, right? Did you know that Yale admonishes students with, above all, have an eye to the great end of all of your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God and His Son, Jesus Christ? Same thing for Princeton, by the way, right? Same thing for Harvard, right? If you didn't know. Let me go back over to Harvard for a moment. I made a little bit of a blooper there, but let me go back to Harvard and tell you what exactly the motto was over at Harvard. For the Christ and the Church, for the glory of Christ. As a matter of fact, it's still engraved on the building at Yale. And of course, now going back to Yale, who's coming up with a study to manipulate people into taking the COVID vaccination, because, friends, they're telling you the truth. That's why they have to manipulate people into taking the vaccine. They're telling you the truth about the virus, right? Not. That's why they have to have these useful idiots come up with a study to manipulate people that know the difference as to how they need to, right? Take the COVID vaccine. Let me go back over to Yale. Yale requirements. All scholars are to live a Christian and blameless life according to the rules of God's word, Exodus 20, right? Diligently reading the Holy Scriptures and constantly attending all the duties of religion. Oh my gosh! Now look what we have. Now look what we have, friends. Yale University has become a breeding ground for devils who have no truth in them. And again, they want to manipulate you into taking a vaccine. I know a lot of people have been bringing this up, but I want to bring it up again. Judah, are you ready for this one? Folks, I want to go over to, it's a bit more information concerning this doctor who came clean on the vaccinations. I brought this up before in part, but this is a little bit, it goes into depth just a little bit more concerning what's inside of the vaccinations that the mainstream media is omitting on purpose, right? They're censoring this information from you. I want to make clear before you hear this and watch this, you must understand that this man is not an upright man. He is hellbound. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. When being asked during this deposition certain questions, he's laughing about some of the things that are being asked of him concerning body parts that were used for their studies and that were placed into that of vaccinations that people get in this country. And don't forget about RFK coming out just a couple weeks ago, friends, at least to my knowledge, where he actually highlighted the fact that four companies, vaccine companies, which are responsible for 72 vaccinations that go into children, they're trying to mandate, by the way, all four of those companies are felons. They're all four of the companies are felons. Okay, so this doctor will help seal the deal and reaffirm anybody that may have questions as to what's inside of these vaccinations and what they mean to do concerning the end aim of those that want to make sure that these vaccinations get into your body and to your children's body. Now, what I'm going to have to do is I have a hard break coming up, and what I'll do is I'll come back to that. I've already got it teed up. I will play the audio for you, and we will also play the video for you for those that are watching us on live stream. Folks, Sons of Liberty. Media.com. Click on to social media platforms. Join us on that social media platform. Join us on Top Chat and or go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page over there as well. Click onto the social media platform and go ahead and start commenting.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing off on limiting eligibility for new rounds of stimulus payments in his coronavirus relief bill. The president agreed to modify income thresholds for the $1,400 relief checks. Currently, any individual making less than $75,000 per year and couples making less than $150,000 will receive the full amount. Under the new framework, they will start phasing out for individuals making $80,000 and couples making $160,000. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he never touched anyone inappropriately. The Democrat speaking for the first time today about his sexual harassment allegations and admitted he was embarrassed about his past behavior. He acknowledged he behaved in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. He added he's very sorry for any pain he caused. This is USA Radio News. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says President Biden's administration is basically inviting illegal immigrants to cross the border. Paxton saying one of the reasons he sued the Biden administration is because of the impact all those illegal crossings will have on his state. He urged the Biden administration to resume deportations to be a deterrent from keeping more immigrants from trying to cross the border illegally. A Japanese billionaire is seeking 8 people to join Moon Voyage.
Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa announced Tuesday that 8 members of the public would be joining him for a trip around the moon aboard SpaceX's Starship rocket. His project, called Dear Moon, is scheduled to depart in 2023. Maezawa says he will select 8 people from around the world to join the 6-day mission that will actually travel farther than the Apollo missions. The project's website says it will begin accepting applications on March 14th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. For those that are watching us on social media platforms, I'm doing my best to kind of just reveal to you, because now that we have access, all the information as to who we are, what it is that we've done, what it is that we are doing, so on and so forth. So if you want to check us out again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to join us on social media platforms, please do so. Go to the right side of the page, click us on, and join us on Top Chat. Same thing with beforeitsnews.com, front page, top left. Click onto it. Go ahead and join us on Top Chat again. If you want to call in, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. We knew that it was coming. Lawsuits are raining down. We're working ourselves up to that right now with the time allotted, friends. During the last segment, I was teeing up this individual that was being questioned during a deposition. Many of those that have listened to me for the last, 17 years on national radio, you've heard this before, but you haven't heard it in its full capacity, in the sense I'm going to let it play out. I'm going to let you hear a little bit more than what you've heard before. It's about a 4-minute piece, but it's important for people to understand what the mainstream media means to censor from me and you concerning what's inside of these vaccinations. You ready for this? 3, 2, 1.
Have you ever worked on developing a vaccine that was eventually used by the public?
Yes.
Okay. Which ones?
Well, rubella, rotavirus, rabies, and I've made contributions here and there to anthrax, cytomegalovirus, varicella.
Your work related to vaccines, how many fetuses have been part of that work?
My own personal work, too.
I'm going to hand you what's been marked.
Dr. Plotkin.
Exhibit 41.
This is in 2018.
Okay. Are you familiar with this article, Dr. Plotkin?
Yes.
Okay. Are you listed as an author on this article?
Yes.
This study took place at the Wistar Institute, correct?
Yes.
You were at the Wistar Institute, correct?
Yes.
How many fetuses were used in the study described in this article?
Notice the word play.
Quite a few.
So, this study involved 74 fetuses, correct?
Well, I babies.
I don't remember exactly how many.
Let's be clear.
Turn to page 12 of the study.
All a word play.
Yeah, 76.
76.
Mm-hmm.
And these fetuses were all 3 months or older when aborted, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And these were all normally developed fetuses, correct?
Yes.
What organs did you harvest from these fetuses?
Well, I didn't personally harvest any, but a whole range of tissues were harvested by co-workers.
Okay. And these pieces were then cut up into little pieces, right?
Yes.
And they were cultured?
Yes.
Okay. Some of the pieces of the fetuses were pituitary gland that were chopped up into pieces. Okay. Included the lung of the fetuses?
Yes.
Okay. Included the skin?
Yes.
Listen to them.
Yes.
Spleen?
Yes.
Heart?
Yes.
And tongue?
Yeah. I don't recall, but yeah, probably yes.
What's funny about that? I know
so,
not.
I just want to make sure I understand. In your entire career, and this was just one study, so I'm going to ask you again. In your entire career, how many fetuses have you worked with?
Well, I don't remember the exact number, but quite a few when we were studying them originally. Before we decided to use them to make vaccines.
Huh. Killing babies.
This one study had 76.
Taking their DNA. Putting them in vaccinations to put into your body.
Are you aware that
this is the mind of the people that mean to rule over you, friends?
Objections to vaccination by the plaintiff in this case is the inclusion of aborted fetal tissue in the development of vaccines and the fact that it's actually part of the ingredients of vaccines?
Yeah, I'm aware of those objections. The Catholic Church has actually
listen carefully.
A document on that which says that individuals who need the vaccine should receive the vaccines regardless of the fact, and that I think it implies that I am the individual who will go to hell because of the
you
use
will.
Of aborted tissues, which I am glad to do.
Okay. Do you know
he's playing the victim,
Catholic?
Friends.
I have no idea.
Okay.
No.
Do you take issue with religious beliefs?
Yes.
Law.
You've said that, quote, vaccination is always under attack by religious zealots who believe that the will of God includes death and disease.
Yes.
You stand by that statement?
I absolutely do.
Okay. Huh. Are you an atheist?
Yes.
Are you an atheist? Oh, yeah, he's proud of that, man. Man, you got to put that up against Psalm 14, verse 1. A fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And only a fool would do the things that fools allow him to do. Did you hear what I said? The Bible says in Psalm 14, 1, the fool has said in his heart. Hey, folks, a house has a builder. Right? A painting has a painter. Creation has a creator. Common sense comes into play. No argument. I've never had to go there. Never will go there. Because if people want to avoid common sense, well, then you're trying to actually have a conversation with someone equated to that of ministering medicine to a dead horse. You can't do it. Because they don't want to receive it. Period. This is one of those fools. And the only people that submit to this are those that are foolish enough to allow these fools to dictate as to what goes in their bodies. I'm not calling you names. You've earned it if this applies to you. This is about the most sadistic thing that I ever have heard of in my life. And isn't it interesting? They want to abort babies, and notice the word play fetus. Yep. We get all that, right? The Bible says that babies, they're wonderfully created, is what they are. They're fearfully and wonderfully created by their God. And they're created in God's image. Who would try to work against God and his image and his creation more than the enemy of our souls? Well, that's who's at work here, right? When you think about that, friends, they say, fetus. Well, what are you? You're a grown-up fetus. And it's interesting, if I was to go into your home, or I was to go out in public, and I was to execute you and dissect you and sell your body parts so you can put them in a vaccination, I would go to prison. But because you do it to a baby, and you've tricked enough fools into believing that that's not a baby because it's still inside of its mother's womb, oh my goodness, how do you help people like that? And you know, you want to see the double, you want to hear the double standard here? It's interesting that if a woman that is pregnant is killed, the Supreme Court injustices have declared, well, rightfully so in this particular case, so I got to give them credit for doing the right thing. Far be it from me to be backwards to give praise where praise is due. But in this particular situation, if a woman is pregnant and she is killed, it's called double homicide. But it's the same Supreme Court that says if you kill a baby inside of the womb, that's okay. Really? All you smart people out there got a question for you. Can anybody show me the law that states that the government has the right to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb? Can anybody please show me that? 1-866-582-9933. No, you can't. You don't know why? Because it's never been law. It's never been law. 60 million babies murdered in the womb. Now, I want to take it one more step, and I want to move on to my next point. Bill Gates' dad was on the board of Planned Parenthood. Bill Gates is the one that his father said that he created or received his ideologies from that of his work with Planned Parenthood. Keep in mind, Bill Gates is the one that wants to depopulate the planet. We played it on the show so many times. We played the audio, the video. You have it. You know it's out there. It's easy to find. He's the one that wants to depopulate the planet by 3 billion. He's the one setting the narrative right now. Okay? So here's the double standard. They approve of the murder of the innocent in the womb so much so as to dissect the body of babies, to take out their DNA, to put them into vaccinations, and then to inject them into your body, trying to convince you that it's for your good. And if you don't, you know what they do? Just like Satan himself, the accuser of the brethren, Revelations 12:10, they accuse you of what they're guilty of. If you don't put the injection into your child, Bill Gates is right there to say that you're responsible for killing children. And there's people in this country that go along with this. No wonder why you're confused. Put that up against Daniel 9:7. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Folks, this is insane. But I started this out by showing you the disingenuousness of this vaccination, namely going back to the virus before the vaccination, how it's all predicated on fraud, how it's a plandemic, and that's exactly what it is. And folks, if it weren't true, then why would Yale University have to come up with a study to manipulate people into taking the COVID vaccine? Again, you don't have to coerce people into getting healthy, friends. If people are sick, they know where to go to get healthy. They don't need to be forced to do it. They don't need their mayors and their governors acting in an illegal fashion by throwing unconstitutional edicts and orders on them in order to drive them to a vaccination. No. And just setting the record straight, don't you dare think for one moment of one of these that went on TV to get their vaccination, received the vaccination, because they've been busted on camera committing the act of fraud right before your eyes. Do it right in front of them in plain sight. This is exactly what these people are doing, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, so let me just start knocking this down here for you. If you look at what's going on in New York right now, because we're talking about how the lawsuits are beginning to rain, I'm here to tell you they haven't begun to rain. They have been raining for a long time. Here's my point. This is exactly why these people are beginning to reel in right now, is because people are standing up all over the country, okay? It's beginning to backfire. Don't forget what I'm telling you. Okay, it's beginning to backfire because there's people out there that actually have taken a stand and fought the good fight of faith. And here it is again. A famous preacher said, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but you got to first fight. What happens when you fight? You win. You win. If you are determined, and keep in mind, Hudson Taylor was right, the great missionary to China. He said there's 3 moves of God, 3 stages. First, it's impossible. Then it's difficult, and then it's done. It's you, people usually turn and capitulate at the second stage. First, it's impossible. Then it's difficult. That's where they usually turn, right there. But if you make it through there, bearing your cross, you will understand the third phase, which it is done. And that is understanding the power of God unto salvation. But without bearing the cross, you're never going to understand real Christianity, okay? And the enemy learns the lesson, too, because had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. See, the cross of Jesus Christ was a demonstration of God's hatred towards sin, but love for mankind. Okay? But we also need to understand it was a sign of defeat for Satan himself. See, because had he known that that was going to be the beginning of the reign of Jesus Christ, who, by the way, sits at the right hand of my heavenly Father, even now, if he knew the outcome of what the plan was that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was rolling out, he would have never crucified Jesus Christ. He would have never crucified the Christ. See, and if Christians really understood the cross, they wouldn't turn and run from the battle. They would run to the battle. Okay? It's not fun. It's not easy. But all weak men have always understood that God is greater than themselves. Okay? Until you understand that you are nothing, you will never understand who God is or what he does or how he does it. But if you keep your face in the Word of God and you feed on the bread of life, you will sooner or later. And sometimes he's got to drag you through just to teach you the lesson. I mean, you see this in the natural through basic training. Everybody wants to be a Marine. Everybody wants to be a Navy SEAL. And I'm talking about the young bucks, right? Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, you have to go through basic training to get there. Is that easy? Absolutely not. There's obstacle after obstacle after obstacle in front of them before they get to the end, right? Well, it's the same thing here, friends. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Right? Matthew 7 tells us in the book of Acts 14:22, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Folks, listen to me carefully. This isn't about us. This is about the will of God. Okay? This is about our posterity right now, secondary to the will of God. Because it's the heart of God that we do the things that we do in the fight concerning the future for our posterity. But here again, you have it. New York restaurants and bars win court victory against Kumho. And isn't it interesting? Can I just say this real quick? Isn't it interesting during the break? You know, all these accusations are now coming against him. Isn't it interesting? That's all he has to do is apologize. And then it all goes away. And then he does it again. 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 You want to know why? Because the American people give him a pass. And you can rest assured he will garner everything and all of his means and his buddies, and his little circle of influence that he's allied with to do it to you on another day, and it's exactly what they've been allowed to do for decades in this country. But here we have an individual, a Rochester, New York restaurant owner, says he now hopes capacity limitations for indoor dining will be lifted soon. You don't ask a tyrant for permission. You don't ask the devil for permission to obey God, friends. Okay? There's one for you. He wins the day. I'm teeing this up and taking it in stages. Okay? Federal court strikes down the CDC's controversial eviction ban as unconstitutional. Now, here's one of those things again, and I've said this so many times, but I hate saying it. I told you, friends. I told you that the CDC does not have the constitutional authority to implement mandates. They don't have folks. Also, so did we elect them? Are they our said representatives? Did we delegate authority to the CDC to go ahead and attack us and our businesses and our families at will? Absolutely not. Americans, where are you coming up with this? I told you about 3 weeks ago we were going to fly to Texas. We already got banned from Delta because we're not complying with their little social warrior injustices, right? They're little useful idiots over there. Okay, so we got a letter from them. You're not coming back on our planes until this whole mask mandate is over with. It's not lawful. Okay? Well, we tried it on American Airlines. I have friends that are pilots on both airlines, by the way. And we got all the way in, all the way to the back, just 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, we would have jumped on the airplane, and I just got to the very end of where we go to get on the airplanes, and I sat down, I was going to write my article really quick, and a lady comes up and says, today's the first day that you have to wear masks. This is about 3 weeks ago. And I looked at my son, and I said, I can't go on the radio and tell people that this is unconstitutional and then get on that airplane and do what I told them not to do. That would be a hypocrite. I can't do that. And then before I knew it, I heard a foreigner behind the help desk at American Airlines say, that very day, the very first day, they said that the CDC and federal law now mandates masks. These masks that don't work, by the way, saith the manufacturers, right? But Facebook's right there to tell you, well, the manufacturers are wrong too, right? How long are you going to put up with this crime, friends? But she said, going back to the helper at American Airlines, if you don't wear one of these masks, you can be criminally charged. Really? I'd like to see that law. You see, the problem they're having, friends, is there is no law. We had Angela Riggis from Michigan that gave haircuts outside of the Michigan Capitol, right? She was given a ticket for $1,000 from the governor who's been dethroned not once but twice by the Supreme Court there that told the people in the state of Michigan she does not have constitutional authority to shut down your businesses, to force you to wear masks, but the people still pretend with her, right? They still keep pretending with her. They're encouraging the tyrant there, Gretchen Whitmer. What happened when Mrs. Riga got into court? The prosecutor didn't show up. You want to know why he didn't show up? Because there was no law to enforce. This is what I keep trying to tell people. Where is it in the Constitution? Okay, so let's go back to this, and I want you to see this. Federal court strikes down CDC's controversial eviction ban as unconstitutional, okay? A nationwide ban on evictions is well outside the congressional power to regulate interstate commerce, ruled U.S. District Judge J. Campbell Barker on Thursday. I want you to listen to what he said, and I'm going to go to the next point, okay? In a surprise decision Thursday, a federal court has struck down the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC's, control or controversial ban on evictions as unconstitutional. Listen to what he said right here. This is the key. Although the COVID-19 pandemic persists, said the judge, he said, so does the U.S. Constitution. Put that up against Judges 2:16. Is anybody listening to the judge that's making reference to the written law? Anybody paying attention? I am. This is what I've been blowing from the housetops for 12 months, 11 and 12 months right now, telling you that they don't have the lawful authority to force you to do anything the way that they're forcing you to do it. And by the way, they're not forcing you. The businesses are in this fascist state that the American people have bred through their tolerance and ignorance. Let's go to the next point. Going over to St. Joseph County health officer who abused authority with mask mandate settles court case. Wait a minute. Why are they settling the court case? You want to know why? Because the county health officer admitted that he abused his authority with mask mandates. He was never given the authority to do so in the first place. Friends, listen to me good. Okay? And if you can watch me, look at me. This is good. This is real good. Because this knocks down the bad guys that have been unconstitutionally enforcing mask mandates. Wait until the people figure out that these corporations that have been enforcing what the governors and mayors couldn't enforce, right, through the fascist state, wait until the lawsuits start raining down upon them as well. And then wait until the people in this country begin that have been beguiled by these deceivers pushing the propaganda of the virus and the vaccinations. Wait until the American people begin to see the damage that has been done around them. Hey, folks, they can call themselves impervious all they want. Wait until the American people figure out what this has all been about, because you're just beginning to see the dominoes fall now. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.